when you're talking about putting the four guys out there, it's hard to find out who's the quickest and who's the fastest. You know, some days I look and I say, boy, JPP looked great today, boy. He looked awesome down there. And then OC comes flying off the end. I'm saying, boy, that's pretty fast. And then Tuck, he makes a move, and I'm saying, wow, man. You know, I'm scratching my head. And then Kiwi does something. So, I mean, yeah, he does. To answer your question, yes, he does. He looks much quicker and much faster and better than he did, obviously, last year because of the dings that he had.
You're saying that. What is an offensive coordinator saying when they come on the field?
Don't put those guys on the field. I'm pretty sure that's what they're saying.
You think you'll be using a lot of three linebackers more this season than you have in the past 2 years?
You know, our talent dictates that. I like our linebacking core. They were young a year ago. I think Keith Rivers has added a lot to our linebacking core. And then the young guys have gained experience. And then just trying to, you know, understand what each individual linebacker brings to the table so we can use their talents to the best of our ability. So, yes, I think I'll be using three linebackers.
Even on passing situations, you think?
You know what? I'm not afraid to use them in any situation. You know, like I say, I think that we've gained experience, we've gained knowledge, we've gained know-how with that core. I still like the three safety look, and that's still a possibility for us. But we're going to experiment a little bit and find out, you know, hey, how good can we be at linebacker?
And with J-Ron's injury slowing him down a little bit, who do you envision as this guy covering slot receivers?
You know, that's, you know, it could be Roll. You know, it could be Will Hill. It could be J-Ron. We've liked the way he's practiced. We don't really know. So we've got three guys ready.
Harry, you mentioned having fun with this group of defensive ends. There's questions in at D-tackle right now behind the two starters, with Kuhn and Austin being hurt.
Kuhn's not hurt.
I mean, Kuhn, man, but Kuhn experience and then Austin being hurt. Do you expect a lot more NASCAR, modified NASCAR, or the package you guys did last season, like Chuck inside, JPP inside? Are they?
No, not really. I got a lot of confidence in Marcus Kuhn. I mean, shoot, that's why we drafted him. He's a New York Giant. He's going to get his feet wet real early. And, shoot, we're going to play his butt. So, no, I don't envision that. He's going to get in there and mix it up. He's not afraid to mix it up. You know, he's a German guy, so he doesn't know the difference. He's just said, hey, I'm going to get in there and play ball, right? And so he's going to play ball.
Chris Cannon was talking a couple days ago, and he said he's watched the film, and he said your defense looks like it's the varsity playing against JVs. Are you that confident about your defense heading into the season?
I'm not that way yet. I think we still have a long way to go. This group has learned each other a little bit quicker than the group did last year. But I think having the opportunity to play in January and February really helped this group gel. And so right now we are making strides and progressing to get better every practice. And we're still learning. We put some nuances in our defenses that we're still learning those nuances. So we do some things fundamentally better than we did a year ago. And that's why he probably would say something like that.
As much as you say Roll would be an option at nickel corner, I mean, we've talked about that since the training camp. Is there a hesitancy to break up that Phillips Roll combination in the back because of what it could be there?
No, I mean, I'm not hesitant, you know, to do it. We'll do what we need to do in order to be successful. I mean, would I like to keep that combination? Yes, I would love to keep that combination. But, you know, we're going to do what we think is necessary to be successful.
Perry, up to what point in this preseason did you expect Terrell to be back on the field in some capacity for you?
Up until cut day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was pulling for Terrell because he put so much work into trying to get back and for him to, you know, for this to happen a second time in 2 years, is not only a blow to him, but it's a blow to us because we had plans for him.
Did you get to talk to him since?
No, I did not.
How far behind is Marvin Austin not being able to be out there during the preseason training camp?
Yeah, it's definitely not a step forward for him. He needs a lot of play time, because he missed last year, et cetera. And he needs to gel and mesh with the guys that are in there. He needs to see a lot of different blocks. Marvin's a talented football player. Now he just needs practice and playing experience. So, you can't make that up.